Unknown Artist, Nigeria, Yoruba Culture, Shrine Head, Terracotta, 12th to 14th Century, Gallery 250. Part 1, Introduction. We're in a large African art gallery on the second floor of the museum. Many works of art hang on the walls or are displayed in glass cases or against the wall. The works range in date from ancient Egypt to the present day. There are also works displayed on low, open platforms in the room. The shrine head is in a case in the middle of the gallery, which allows us to look at it from all sides. This terracotta sculpture of a female head and neck was made sometime between 1100 and 1400. The sculpture is about 12 inches high, 6 inches wide, and 7 inches deep. It was created by an unknown Yoruba artist in the ancient royal city of Ife, a center of economic, religious, and political power. Ife was in Western Africa in the present-day country of Nigeria. The shrine head is part of a group of objects that illustrate power and leadership. This sculpture would have been placed on an altar as a way to honor the woman depicted. Part 2, Description. Standing in front of the sculpture, we see a calm, regal woman. She looks as if she could come to life at any moment. The woman demonstrates an ideal of beauty in ancient Ife. Her oval face is nearly life-sized, with balanced, evenly spaced features. The artist has created the illusion of human flesh and its underlying muscles and bone structure. Shadows form between the ridge of her eyebrow and the crease of her eyelids. Her open eyes look downward. Her right eye, on your left, is slightly farther away from her nose than her left eye. This gives a sense that this is a portrait of a specific person. The bridge of her nose curves a bit to the right. Her closed lips are slightly upturned. The left corner of her mouth, on your right, is slightly higher than the other side. Evenly spaced, incised vertical lines cover her entire face. The lines start at her hairline and move down over her brow, nose, cheekbones, and past her lips, which are smooth, to her chin. The ridges running down the sides of her face connect and form U-shapes that follow the curve of her chin. Take your hands and place your little fingers at your hairline at 12 o'clock. Spread your fingers along your hairline and place your thumbs at your ears. Gently pull your fingers down your face, drawing imaginary lines. See if you can have all the lines come together on your chin. These lines represent cuts into the woman's skin. When the cuts healed, they form delicate raised ridges called scarification. Traditional scarification designs were used in the Ife kingdom by both men and women of the royal family. These patterns were considered beautiful and enjoyable to touch. If this portrait were a real person and we were able to touch her face, her skin might remind us of soft, sensuous velvet corduroy fabric. Scarification was widely practiced in West Africa until recently, and it's still part of a young girl's initiation into adulthood among some groups. Like tattooing, cutting patterns into the skin is a way of marking a person's identity, status, and beauty. Lines or creases form small rings that circle her slender neck. The creases were made with cords that, over time, left indentation and puffy rings of flesh. This neck pattern suggested that she and her wealthy household had all the food and drink they needed. Her hair crowns the top of her high, rounded forehead. It's cropped and meticulously styled in 7 parallel ridges, each about 2.5 inches wide, that span the top of her head from ear to ear. This elaborate hairstyle conveys that she's someone important, perhaps of royal heritage. The ears are realistically placed and well-proportioned. Each has a small round hole inside the ear above the lobe. This may have been a place where jewelry or a headdress could be attached to the sculpture. Both ears flare slightly away from her hair and neck as if she's listening. The back of her neck is erect, causing her chin to drop slightly. Her straight posture and serious expression suggests that she's concentrating attentively. When viewed from the back, we see that part of the head and hair are missing. We're able to peer inside this hollow clay sculpture. The walls are similar to that of a ceramic vase, about an inch thick and a foot tall. The Ife shrine head is a light reddish-brown color. It's made of terracotta, which means baked earth. This naturally occurring clay has been used by many cultures to form all kinds of shapes and containers. When fired in an open wood fire or a special oven called a kiln, the clay hardens into pottery. We can see bits of sand and grit and specks of shiny mica embedded in the clay. If we were able to touch the sculpture, its surface would reveal a mixture of rough and smooth textures. Part 3, Context. The Yoruba people kept these sculpture heads in sacred places called shrines. They were most likely placed on altars within the palace and used in religious ceremonies. Ancestors were honored with terracotta and bronze sculptures like this one. They were influential and powerful and seen as closer to the spirit world than the living. They were able to affect the occurrences of daily life. We don't know this woman's name, but the careful details of her portrait head suggest that she was an important member of the royal family in the ancient city of Ife.